Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. Welcome to the DDP. 5 minutes every day. Wherever you're at, we bring it to you and hope that it finds you doing well. At rest in the free favor of God, blessed by the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, and just seeing great things happen on a daily basis. I'm believing for goodness in your life. Even if some bad is happening to you, believe God for favor. In the middle of those bad things, Christianity is not some blanket promise that everything's going to go well. That's foolishness. Everything doesn't always go well. But we have a God who loves us, who paid a great price for us, and who's believing for good things for our lives. And we're trusting Him in every step of the way. I encourage you in this hour, don't lose the faith. Don't get your eyes off on stuff and worried about what's going to happen in your country and your government and your economy and with your money. These are the things that the Gentiles seek, Jesus said. And I know we're Gentiles, but in the context of that scripture, what Jesus was saying is these are the things that the world worries about. You don't worry about them. You are the people of God. And so nothing wrong with having a general concern for where your country's headed or a concern for taking care of your family. But realize that you hold a dual citizenship. You're not just a citizen of this country, whatever country you're listening in. You're a citizen of that heavenly kingdom. Together on our journey through the book of John, we have arrived at what I would officially term the very last segment, the last segment of the book of John. What a journey it has been. And we'll give you a retrospective sort of overall smattering when we get out of these next several verses in the next few days. But we arrive at verse 20. The setting of the 21st chapter is so lovely, so beautiful. This is a great book anyway, but this last chapter is just sort of unlike anything else ever written in the Bible. This post-resurrection glimpse of Jesus. I preached a sermon years ago called A Post-Resurrection Crisis, where Jesus had to deal with the fact that his disciples were going back to fishing, and he needed an encounter with them. Maybe the only thing we haven't really talked about was how Jesus counters the post-resurrection crisis of his disciples, who are heading back to do the very thing they were doing before they met Jesus. It's almost as if the last 3.5 or 4 years never happened, which is dangerous to the message of God's grace in the kingdom. So to confront and combat the post-resurrection crisis, Jesus, first of all, physically blesses his disciples with 153 fish from men who had caught nothing all night long. He then furthermore feeds his disciples, blesses them physically, puts food in their bellies, and then he speaks love into the life of their leader, Peter, who has been sort of the de facto leader of this little band of brothers. Has love spoken into his heart, and when love reaches down and speaks into his heart, Peter's going to go on and do great things. He's going to preach that sermon on the day of Pentecost. He's going to see 3,000 people saved under a new covenant 50 days after the Passover in which Jesus died. And so we see how God responds to a post-resurrection crisis by pouring into them favor, pouring into them food, and pouring into them love. And I think that that is the way that God intervenes even now. In the 20th verse, Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Now, before we get into the answer, and we're about out of time for today, this is another and the final reference to the disciple whom Jesus loved. This statement appears 5 times in the book of John. 5 is the Hebrew number of grace, and I think it's fitting that a gracious number of times we hear about the disciple whom Jesus loved, Peter. And we know this to be John. Peter asks, "Lord, what about this man?" And then Jesus' answer has opened up some speculation. We'll get into that and try to close the chapter, actually, tomorrow. The chapter and then, of course, closing the book. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.